Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Aaron, I'm watching because of the season. I think the days are getting a little shorter. I'm looking at energy costs in New England, electricity costs. Heard on the way in, interest rates now, 30-year fixed mortgage after the latest hike, close to 7%. Stock market, I'm not a big market person, but last week anyone in the market did not have a good week. A lot of fixed, a lot of retirement folks looking at it. Another tough start with Dow futures this morning. Are investors taking advantage of stock declines?
Well, actually, right now, the whole, buy the dip, sell the rip strategy, not panning out as it usually does. It's actually been the worst year for buying the stock market dip since the 1930s. And really, instead of the rebound after a tumble that we saw after the 2008 recession, stocks have continued to fall. And so this has really burned those investors who have stepped in, scooped up shares that they thought were on sale that turned out to be on their way to even lower. And here it is by the numbers. The S&P 500, it's dropped 1.2% on average this year in the week after a one-day loss of at least 1%. So that's the biggest such decline since 1931. And really, it's this retail or non-professional investors that have been very enthusiastic dip buyers. They've been piling in even when the institutional money is going out. And generally, that's not a good sign. When the institutional money is leaving, you probably don't want to be the one picking up the bag.
Aaron, you look a lot at financial stuff with a lot of expertise. We appreciate that on our network of news talk stations. Aaron Rial, NBC News. I'm just a question from my more college partial economic study, which was quite a few years ago, about the classic definition of abortion, two consecutive quarters with negative or shrinking GDP. We've had those, but because of the labor market being better and the housing market being okay until now when it's slowing, the national referees kind of don't want to call it recession. We're coming up on the end of another quarter. If we go three quarters with negative GDP growth, which I'm sure we will, are we finally going to be in a recession or not?
I mean, yes. Long story short, it depends on how you look at it. But by classical definition, we are already in a recession. Yes, we have a strong labor market. And yes, it's not as bad as it was in 2008. It's been a softer landing thus far. However, if inflation continues to rise, Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, has made it explicitly clear he is going to put the country into a full-blown recession in order to get inflation under control, which frankly might be needed because you don't want to end up looking like Argentina with, bringing wheelbarrows to buy things at the store. You have to get inflation under control, and sometimes it takes a real, real hard landing to get there, and it looks like that this might be one of those times. So far, it depends on who you ask if we're in a real recession, but by classical definition, yes.
Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you very much, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Thanks.